Let's do it.
Welcome to the Jazz, Blues, and R&B podcast and radio show, period. My name is Tom Gyalker, and I will be your host tonight. Believe it or not, for the last 7 years, we were called Something Came From Baltimore. And in this series, we have a why is it good and why is it personal? And what does that mean? It means that in the last 7 years, we would have musicians like pick out an album that they really love, and we would dissect it track by track. And as that was going on, I would tell people what my favorite albums were, and they weren't really that famous. And I realized that there is a thing about why is it good, why is it personal, why the album is great, but there's a personal reason why I really love it. So we have a 12-episode arc where we're playing albums that I really enjoy, and then I kind of explain to you why it's personal. Okay, we are doing the interview about Mabel Johns, Stay Out of the Kitchen. There was a time there was a online music store called CD Now, and it was based out of the outskirts of Philadelphia, and I worked there until it closed. It was a rival to Amazon, and there was a possibility that if they had their act together that you would be talking about CD Now instead of Amazon, but that's past the point. As an employee, we were able to do staff picks, and they made it to the website. I'm glad I printed these out because the CD Now didn't last. So now I have a hard copy, and I printed this out, a staff pick for Mabel Johns, Stay Out of the Kitchen, in January 31st, 2001. It says, Mabel Johns' career is one of bad timing, bad luck, and misfortune. Surrounded by great artists such as the Supremes, Ray Charles, Booker T, and Isaac Hayes, Johns' career never caught the eye of the public, although she was the first female artist to sign with Motown. She was later reduced to the position of Berry Gordy's personal assistant. While other Motown artists' careers soared, even her younger brother, Little Willie John, prospered with a long and successful recording career, John's fate was less fortunate. After 20 years of hard times, her first and only album was released in 1993 with Stay Out of the Kitchen. It is really a compilation of unreleased songs from her Stax sessions, recorded between 1966 and 1968. These are not outtakes or demos, but great recordings penned and produced by Isaac Hayes and David Porter. The tracks include Hayes and Booker T on keyboards, John Cropper on guitar, and the sax session players. In light of the excellent musicians that performed on these recordings, it is amazing that these songs never surfaced, gathering dust in the vault for years. Finding Mabel John was almost as fun as listening to her. I bought the Stax Vault singles 1959 to 1968 box set a couple years ago. After listening to the entire nine disc set, I was drawn to a few catchy blues tracks, and I couldn't stop listening to them. They were Wait You Dog. And Don't You Hit Me No More, and Abel Mabel. For More Mabel, I found Stay Out of the Kitchen at CD Now. It is a near-perfect album that is filled with real star power. Mabel's voice is extraordinary, and her material is nothing short of amazing. It was a great surprise to find this gem of an album. It is obvious to conclude from her songs that Mabel John is not a soul singer in the popular sense. Her links to the Delta blues singers as well as old-time gospel reveal themselves in this material and style. It is easy to see why this label was having a difficult time marketing her and finding her audience. The songs on Stay Out of the Kitchen are generally of the Can't Live Without Him variety. John sings them with a slow speak style type vocal reminiscent of early gospel. She does not simply interpret these Hayes and Porter songs. She wraps her heart and soul around them. And when you listen to her singing, the pain that she sings about is expressed with convictions. Her voice lets you know that not only has she struggled, but she has survived to tell the tale. The album is a goldmine of great songs. Of the 25 selections, my favorites are the title track, Running Out. Leftover Love and Don't Get Caught. They don't write songs like these anymore. These songs were written before the women's liberation movement and deal with dependent relationships, love affairs, and their resulting pain. Shouldn't I Love Him is also a stellar track. In this song, John is asking advice from her close girlfriends about her relationship with her no-good man. She sings, "A man says he'll give, he usually wants to take. If I will ever lose him, I know my heart will break. I know he says one thing and then do something else. Oh, but what a woman can't live by herself. Girl, shouldn't I love him?" When a man says he'll give, he usually wants to take. If I ever lose him, I know my heart will break. I know he'll say one thing and then do something else. On a positive note, Mabel John was introduced to the Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame in 1994. Stay Out of the Kitchen has been in print since its release, and John fans is slowly growing by word of mouth. And if you like the old school blues singers like Ruth Brown, Etta James, and Coco Taylor, you must add this album to your collection. Stay Out of the Kitchen is a best of collection from the artist who never released an album during her career. Oh, that, huh? Pretty good. Don't forget to take the survey, comment, like, and share this show with your friends. This show has over 60,000 subscribers, but 10,000 listeners. So it's important that even if you're not really into this show with Mabel John, I don't know why, because it's a fantastic show. Please play the show 2X and 3X. It gives us the credit for the show, and it helps us with the algorithm. Thank you for joining me today on the Jazz, Blues, and R&B podcast and radio show, period. Don't forget to check out the show notes. We have thebox.com listed. That's a 24/7 app that I totally recommend that you download. And it's like a cool, jazzy singer-songwriter vibe. It's very positive. I'm always looking at the app to find out who these artists are. Don't forget to check out those show notes. And I have Cash App and Venmo's available. And I thank you for your generosity. The show is over, and make it an amazing Mabel John day. Period.